you, that's what I like, that's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we are going to share things that we are into, things that we like. It could be anything. It could be food. It could be a TV show that we just started checking out, music, whatever it is. And you can do the same thing. We'd love to hear what you're into so we can check it out. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Porkchop, let's start out with you today. What are you into?
So I've kind of got two. I mean, I did pick one, but one deserves an honorable mention.
Right
now.
A little out of character here, but we'll do it.
I'm really, really into HQ Trivia. That's because I won last night, and I'm waiting for my phone call to get the truck today. So
for what?
I 25,000 people won last night, and one of those people wins a Chevy Silverado, and I'm a winner. So, like, I'm in the running to win
that
truck.
So, you could win a truck?
Yes.
How do you find out if you win?
They're just going to call within 24 hours.
When?
Within 24 hours.
Like during the show?
They could. I don't know.
Oh, don't forget who your buddy is. Your buddy Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Always treating you good. Okay, what else are you into?
So I'm really into Dave.
I thought you were dating Chase.
No, I am. You've never heard of Dave?
No.
Okay, so when you're watching stories on Instagram or Snapchat, you know how they have ads in between stories sometimes?
Yes.
Well, one of the ads was this guy and this girl, and the girl's pumping gas, and the dude's like, "Hey, I thought you didn't get paid till Thursday." And the girl's like, "Yeah, well, I got Dave, and he just sent me $75. Well, I downloaded Dave, and it worked.
What is it, like a loan thing? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like an instant loan.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
No,
don't listen to Porkchop.
Yeah. What?
That is really,
okay.
You shackled to debt for the rest of your life.
I would still be stuck up in Michigan right now if it wasn't for Dave.
Yeah, but like, what's the interest rate?
Why didn't you ask us to borrow money instead of him? Now you're going to owe interest.
No, there's no interest.
There's no way.
That's how it is. I even gave a dollar tip, because if you give a dollar tip, they plant a tree. So I even planted a tree.
What is this thing?
Tell me the business model here for Dave. How do you make money if you're like for example, banks, even a bank.
Yeah.
They charge you interest, some high, some low, because they make money. Nobody just lets you borrow stuff for free.
Yes.
No, they don't.
They sell ads on their app. So that's one way they make money. And another way is they hope people tip.
You're getting scammed.
They say,
agree with you, Alex.
They already gave me the money, and they're already taking it out of my paycheck, which I think we get paid tomorrow.
Wait, you're giving them access to your paycheck?
Not to my bank account. That's
how
I get
the money. Oh, my God. That's the freaking scam.
Exactly.
You guys are tripping. How do you think they were going to give me the money? They put it in my bank account, and they look and see my direct deposit.
No.
I'm yelling right now. I shouldn't
be yelling.
You
give them your PayPal email or something. You don't give them your freaking account info.
This is
Jeez.
Okay. Do not be into what Porkchop's into. This sounds...
Porkchop's like, they also wanted me to take a picture of the front and back of my credit card.
Well, they wanted my social security number.
My gosh!
He's like, I'm also into Nigeria. Apparently
what?
I have a prince out there.
Is anyone else familiar with this app called Dave? Can you call us 833-JOE-ALEX? And literally, have you used it? Is Porkchop right? Are Joe and I just ignorant? Or has he been scammed?
My boyfriend Chase told me not to, but I did it.
Even if it's not a scam, don't do that. Anything with a payday lender, you're paying such a high freaking rate.
No, there was no interest.
But that's because they're going to take all the rest of your money when they go into your account.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, the second time Porkchop's going to be broke. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. Alex, what are you into this week?
Oh my gosh. So,
is this something called Dave?
No. This is called the Nice E-Bag. E is an egg. It's on Amazon, and it is only $14.98. So for only $15, I found the greatest makeup bag ever.
Okay.
And it is the shade Rose Gold. It's a medium size. But what I really, really love about this bag is I'm not somebody that wears... you got to beat my face so that I look halfway decent when I wear makeup. I mean,
You're
I'm not one of those girls.
Bad.
I don't wear like Bare Minerals because I can't get away with barely any makeup. So if you're like me and your everyday makeup routine requires a lot more to get yourself to look halfway decent, then this is the makeup bag for you. Because I also use and carry with me always all my makeup brushes. I've got a couple bronzers, setting powder, concealer, highlighter, foundation. Like I have, and I always carry one of the Urban Decay Naked Pals with me at all times, which are a pretty big size. So I found this makeup bag that has enough space to carry all of this, but it isn't massively huge. It's a medium size. It's about as big as an iPad. So if you're down with that, then you can carry this too. And it has dividers that are movable. So you can place them for the shape of your makeup products to keep everything nice and neat in there. It has a whole section to hold your makeup brushes. It's got layers. It's got things that you can zip and secret compartments and all this. So it is the best makeup bag ever for under $15.
Wow.
The outside of it is really sturdy too. It's not soft and it isn't super hard. So it's kind of like a medium texture for strength, I guess. So if you're like me and you kind of whack your makeup bag around a lot. So I'm going to put this up on our Instagram story as well, at Joe and Alex Show, so you can just swipe up and buy this if you want. But yeah, it'll be here by Friday if you wanted to order it today for under $15 on Amazon, Nice E-Bag.
That sounds really cool. Do you think, like my wife, for example, Valentine's Day, do you think she'd like that as a gift?
Well, I don't know if she needs a makeup bag or not, but if she does...
For 15 bucks, though.
Most women need them replaced
About
every year or so, and so I would say for sure, because they get dirty and everything.
Okay, I will check that out. And something I think is awesome, I don't know if you guys have seen this or have one, iHome Ultra Slim Wireless Charging Pad. Have you seen this?
Oh, I have heard of these. How does that work?
It is super awesome. They're only about 30 bucks. We'll put a link on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram. I think the one that was I got as a Christmas present, they got at Bed Bath & Beyond, but you can find it on probably Amazon. On too, but it charges, Alex, 2 times faster than a standard wired charger.
Oh.
So it does that.
And you just lay your phone on this little pad.
Yeah, you sit there and it's red to start out and it's blue to show that you're actually connected and it's charging. And that's all you really have to do. It comes with a 6-foot USB cord. So the USB cord goes into a wall outlet too, but you can just plug it into a USB spot and charge it that way. It's compatible with for iPhone 8 and newer. And there's also, my wife's got like, I think a Galaxy Note or something, whatever, but even hers works, and she has like a Samsung Galaxy.
Oh, so it's not only for iPhones.
Yeah, so I mean, check each one before you order it, but ours works for multiple different types of phone, and it's absolutely awesome. It even works. I have a thick phone case on here. I have an OtterBox, and it works through that too. I just absolutely love it.
Cool.
So I don't have to always have it on a cord. We're actually getting some people here, by the way, for what we're into, and I think they're actually all talking about Pork Chop's thing where he's doing some online scam with a guy named Dave. It sounds like it is. Let's see here. Alicia, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Good morning. So I'm on Pork Chop's side. I've used it. It is not a scam. It does help. It comes in really handy. It goes straight through your paycheck. They take it directly out. It's like $4 for to get it instantly. And like you said, you can leave them a tip, dollar, something to plant a tree. And it helps. It comes in really handy.
Or you could do it for free and it takes 3 days.
What?
Right. Yes, it does work, and it's really handy. Actually, I've been using it for like a year.
Listen, you're somehow scammed. There's somehow they've done something or taken your identity. I'm telling you, there's no way they'll give you money for free. Nothing in life is free.
No. They charge you $4 for it, which is fine.
If
That's
you do
cheap.
It instantly.
All right.
Yes. That's so interesting.
Alicia, thank you for calling in. Adrian, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think it's a big scam. Everything going on, like you're just giving some random stranger your account and banking information. That's just like going to a gas station and getting scammed by the ATM by those scammers.
Yep. I think this right here has some kind of Russian collusion involved with it. Somehow you're being hacked.
No, everyone puts their bank information online. That's what we all do, and it's normal. Actually, we just lost Chris was on line 3. He said that Mark Cuban actually helped invest in it from Shark Tank.
Oh,
so,
well,
must
then maybe,
be legit.
Well, maybe Joe and I are wrong.
Well, if it was on Shark Tank, I mean, I did get my squatty potty from that, so it must be legit.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the garbage, there's been an update in the R. Kelly investigation. Who's on the Coachella lineup and why this actor is in hot water for portraying a certain character in a movie.